Mattawa's Voyager Days takes place this weekend, with activities and concerts aplenty. Everything is ready to go, but are you fully prepared? Here is a handy guide to help you get the most out of this epic weekend to be. The concert grounds at Explorers Point Park, behind the Mattawa Museum, open at 4:30 p.m. today, July 28. See Blue Rodeo and Trooper headline Voyager Days Festival. Can you bring a lawn chair? That's a big 10 to 4. Lawn chairs are encouraged. What about my dog? She loves country music. No, only certified service dogs are allowed. Leave Fido at home with the record machine. My kids are under 10, do I have to buy a wristband for them? Nope. Kids under 10 are free to enter, no wristband is needed. Just how much are these daytime activities I've been hearing so much about? All daytime activities are free to attend. Buying ahead of time is for optimists. I prefer to get my wristband on the day of. Can I get one at the gate? Yes, you can. Look for the blue trailer at the front entrance of the park and you can purchase wristbands there. Cash is too cumbersome and cramps my style. Can I buy beer on site with plastic? Yes, credit and debit cards will be accepted at the bar and at the merch table and at the wristband trailer. Accessible parking? Of course. Accessible parking will be located on First Street directly across from the concert grounds. See, Mattawa is ready for an epic Voyager Days. Now here's where things become a little controversial. Can I bring water into the concert area? The answer is no. When organizers announced that on the Mattawa Voyager Days Facebook page, the people were not pleased. Many suggested a water station within the grounds would be ideal. People could fill reusable cups with free water. But that dream will not materialize this summer. However, organizers noted they would bring the suggestions to the organizing committee for consideration for next year's event. Till then, no outside food or drink will be allowed through the gates. However, if food or drink is necessary for your health, a medical necessity, let the security guards know, and your essentials will be stashed at the first aid station. For those who purchased wristbands in advance, you can pick them up at Mattawa's Information Center at 401 Pine Street. It's open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So concludes our handy list to help you get the most out of your weekend. For the full lineup of events, be sure to visit Mattawa Voyager Days website. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.